Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We turn to Jim Ryan, who's joining us live. Jim, we're starting to get some sort of measured look, some actual data on the real impact of kids not physically being in school.
We are, yes. And presumably that's what's behind a lot of these numbers that we're seeing right now, Brian. The primary education assessment agency is called the NWEA, and it looked at 4.5 million students and their grades from the third grade to eighth grade, looking at how they were doing and finding that they were generally keeping up with their reading ability, and if not, at least not falling behind. But they are falling behind, according to the NWEA. EA in math and science. The students are. They're just simply having trouble keeping up. In some districts, it's worse than in other places. In some places, reading scores are dropping. You're not going to find too many places where these scores are going up. And much of the blame is going to virtual learning. Of course, students being kept at home provided technology in a lot of places to ensure that they could attend virtual classes. In a lot of cases, it's still very challenging, Brian.
Yeah, and a lot of places, even where the technology or internet access is available, the devices took months to get out. I mean, you had kids learning on computers, some kids learning with pieces of paper, some, you know, somewhere in between.
Exactly, depending upon where they were and the resources that were available. In a lot of places, Houston, for example, they're relying on a nonprofit organization that accepts donated laptops. It renovates them, fixes them up, and modernizes them, and then sends them back out. Something like 150,000 laptops like that are expected to be distributed around that city to ensure that kids can keep up as long as virtual learning is underway. Other places, parents and school administrators are urging kids to get back into the physical classroom.
You know, we've heard from pediatricians on this show throughout the last several months, maybe, you know, 8 months of the pandemic going back, saying that it would be good for kids to be in school. The benefits would outweigh the risk. But it seems like in the past week, Jim, we're starting to hear more and more people kind of jump on that and get behind that idea.
Exactly. And for a lot of reasons. I just heard the First Lady of Oklahoma, Sarah Stitt, talking about that very thing. She says that her assessment of numbers in her state shows that, in fact, child abuse, child neglect has gone up. She says that's because kids are not under what she calls the watchful eye of teachers every day, that they don't pick up on those things that they would otherwise if a child is being neglected or abused, Brian.
Jim, thanks for the time. As always, it's Jim Ryan joining us live. A little bit of a look behind some of these numbers when it comes to kids in school.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.